عن ابي هريره رضي الله عنه قال، ابو هريره يجي حافظ الامه رضي الله عنه، may Allah forgive him and his mother. So he said, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، ان الله تعالى قال، another hadith could see you. Allah said, من عادى لي وليا فقد آذنته بالحرب وما تقرب إلي عبدي بشيء أحب إلي مما افترضته عليه، ولا يزال عبدي يتقرب إلي بالنوافل حتى أحبه فإذا أحببته كنت سمعه الذي يسمع به، بصره الذي يبصر به، ويده التي يبطش بها، ورجله التي يمشي بها، ولئن سألني عبدي لأعطينه، ولئن استعاذني لأعيذنه. رواه البخاري. This hadith is reported by Imam Bukhari. And its chain leads to Abu Huraira. But Imam al-Nawawi had told us from the Muqaddima, from the very beginning, that he will be mentioning these ahadith, mahzufat al-asanid, removing their asanid. So it comes to Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. He said, the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah said, yusniduhu ila rabbihi. That hadith on Qudsi. That is, the Prophet ascribes it to his Lord. That Allah said, man ada li waliyan. Anyone who takes my enemy, my friend for an enemy, anyone who offends my friend, anyone who battles my friend, wali, who is the wali? Allah told us, says Allah, inna awliya Allahi لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون. Those are awliya. That is a wali. إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. Certainly the friends of Allah. It means Allah has wali. لا خوف عليهم. They should not be afraid. الإمام الحافظ ابن كثير says لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون means لا خوف عليهم regarding where they are going to. They die. They go into their grave. They are not afraid. لا خوف عليهم. They should not be afraid. ولا هم يحزنون. They should not also feel sad about those they leave behind. So ulama say, anyone who wants his children not to suffer behind him, let him be a mustaqi. When he dies, Allah will take care of them. لا خوف عليهم. They should not be afraid about the grave and what will happen thereafter. لَهُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. They should not also, or they are not also to be afraid regarding what they have left behind. Who are these people? الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. And we are piled on the service of Allah. We are righteous people. We know the meaning of taqwa. Giving what Allah prohibits. And doing what Allah orders. So that becomes a wall between we and Allah's wrath. This is the meaning of taqwa. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Those who believe. وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. So, to the level of their iman and taqwa, that is to the extent of their being awliya of Allah. The wali, the more his iman, the more his taqwa, the closer he is to his Lord. The lesser his iman, the lesser his taqwa, the further away he is from his Lord. So, being a wali and the strength of one's relationship, beloved, being beloved by Allah, is a function of our iman and our taqwa. That's why he also said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah waliyu alladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min al-dhulumati ila nur. So every Muslim is a wali of Allah. Every Muslim is wali. But the extent of his wilaya with Allah varies from one person to the other according to his iman and
and tucked up.
So don't let some people come and start saying to you that, oh, it's not their smart. One while he urinated into a car and the car moved. People used to tell these lies, their lies. If it happens truly, it could be magic. It could be magic. If it's not magic, it could be istidraj. If that person is not mu'min, it's tucky. That's why Imam al-Hafiz ibn Taymiyyah alayhi rahmatullah, in his book Al-Furqan, he said, if a man walks in the sea or in the air, he said, what we are going to be concerned about is where is his iman and taqwa. If you are walking in the air and the person is committing zina, this is not mutaki. It means that is not a karama. There is karama in the awliya. It's from the Aqidah of Ahl-Sunnah al-Jama'ah. To believe that Allah gives some things, some extraordinary events to some people. It makes it happen to them. Sometimes to make izzah for Islam. Sometimes to make izzah, honor and prestige for those individuals. For many reasons. Sometimes to ease his task as a person. So many things happen. So these things are karamat. But before we know that it is karama, we have to know his iman and taqwa. If there is no iman and taqwa, it's not karama. It is either istidraj. That is something Allah does for a person so that he can punish him very well. Or that it is putting things at play. It said with so many examples. Ibn Taymiyyah alayhi rahmatullah cited an example of a man who died. He is considered as a Sufi wali. So when he died, he told his servants that if I die, I will be one who will get myself. When he actually died, his students found out that somebody looking like him came into the house, bit the bed. So, two people now, the one that is dead and the one that is beating the bed, the same individual. And after that, went into his household, built with them private relations, had conjugal relations with the wives and all that, then came out and went away. Ibn Taymiyyah said, alayhi rahmatullah, that the jinn has succeeded in deceiving that dead and deceiving the student and his family. That the jinn deceived him, told him, don't worry, you will die yourself. So when he died, you know, they have finished with him. He believed that and died. So they finished with him. So they now, to further deceive those people left behind, they came in his image. So that those people would believe that what that lying person calling himself a wali had said was true, and the wife too will believe that it's true. So it deceived the dead, it deceived the living amongst them. So shaitan could be putting, ulama refer to things like this as ahwal shaitaniya, causing this deception. So anything anybody does, don't be deceived by it, don't be carried away. Ask for his iman and his taqwa. That will determine and make us know where and who is that person and where he stands. Is it karama other than that? So let not anybody come and start saying they are wali. Some people are not wali. Every Muslim who believes in Allah and his messenger are awliya. The level of the wilaya is what differs from one person to the other. So it says, man adali waliya. Anyone who takes my friend, my wali, the mutaki. There are different levels of awliya. We said that categories. There will not have the time to discuss that. Ibn Taymiyyah alayhi rahmatullah mentioned two kinds of categories. We mentioned the one in Surah Al-Fatir. ثُمَّ أَوْرَثْنَا الْكِتَابَ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَيْنَا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدٌ وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. So it's three levels of being a wali. The other one is in Surah Al-Waqi'ah. Now, so he says, anyone who takes any of my awliya for enemy, فَقَدْ أَعْذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ, let him take notice of war from me. His action is a notice of war from Allah. It means Allah goes to war with people. Islam has said this evidence that Allah goes to war with people. One of the reasons for which he goes to war with the people is the fact that they take his friend as an enemy. And then they brought other verses of the Quran. إِنَّمَا جَزَاءُ الَّذِينَ يُحَارِبُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. The reward of those who go to war with Allah. So Allah fights them too. some people also have to do that on the day of Qiyamah. Those who eat, take, consume riba and trade in riba have to fight Allah on the day of Qiyamah. In the series, it said that they'll be handed swords to see your Lord fighting. So anyone who takes the friend of Allah for an enemy, he should take a notice of war from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبِّي My servant does not come close to me, بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ with anything that I love, إِلَّا مِمَّا افْتَرَضْتُهُ عَلَيْهِ except from what I have made obligatory upon him. That is, from all of what I love, by which my servant can come close to me, the best of which he can do that is what I have made obligatory. That is, the best thing to come close to Allah with are those things that are what? Obligatory. Salah, zakah. So, things that are obligatory upon us, they are the things to come, the best things. So don't leave salah. You see the Sufiya again? Iblis deceives them. They will leave come to salawat, they say they are praying the night. But Allah says that the best of what for which or through which you can come close to me are those things that I have made obligatory upon you. Oh, so they leave those things that are obligatory, and then the first thing they are doing nothing. They do one la ilaha illallah, subhanallah, or they have their own adhkar shaytaniya, awrad shaytaniya that they recite. So those things perhaps are things of nawafil or so, or fasting. They are fasted for 1,000 years. I say, the man, that man you are seeing, he has never seen the sun for 40 days. It means he has not been performing salah in Jama'ah. If he has not seen the sky for 40 days, except if he is sleeping in the masjid. When he is in his house, in his follower in his house, and he has not seen the sky has not seen him for 40 days, it means he has not been able to salah to Jama'ah. He is a sinner. He can't be ready. So, the best of what we can come close to Allah is what He has made obligatory upon us. This means that Allah is the one who tells a servant what by which he can come close to Him. So, man ahdatha fi amrina hadha ma laysa minhu fahuwa rabb. Anyone who now says there's something he has an ibadah by which he wants to come close to, say no. Did Allah say you should come close to me by that? He said no, so it is not for me. This hadith is another evidence for that. He said further, وَلَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ The servants will continue to come close to me with his nawafil. So the first thing to come close to Allah with is what? Obligatory thing. After that, nawafil. So when he continues to do that, I soon love him. So in addition to who are, these are sabiquna bil khairati bi'idhnillah. This is what he's saying here. That those sabiqun, they are those, and when he mentioned it to Alex, as-sabiqun as-sabiqun. He says, ulaika al-muqarrabun. They are muqarrabun because they do things that bring them so close to Allah. They fulfill, don't ask them about obligatory things. They fulfill everything as much as they are able. And then the nawafil, there's hardly any nawafil they don't solve, they are there. Nawafil in the night, they are there. They are there. All the nawafil, as much as they are able to do it. The ones they don't have money to do it with their mouth and adhkar. Don't forget that those adhkar stand in the place of the things we do with money. So they come close to Allah. They are the closest of persons. Those who fulfill the obligatory things and then they don't lack in the matters of superiority matters. He says, why is that to who? So when he's so close to me and I love him, kuntu sam'ahu alladhi yasma'u bihi. Aha, the Sufis come again in this hadith. Wa basarahu alladhi tumtsiru bihi wa yadahu allati yabtushu biha. The Sufis come and say, oh, Allah said that I will be his hearing with which he hears. So that is evidence that Allah and that servant will come together as one entity. They are trying to prove their ilhad, wahdatul wujud. Imam Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal has this qaida that anytime any of the people of innovation tries to prove an innovation with the verse of Quran or a hadith, don't look for another one. Just look at that verse very well or the hadith. The refutation will be in that hadith. The refutation for that evidence that he's trying to make will be in that same hadith. So the refutation for this is in this hadith. Because this hadith will show to us that there is difference between the creator and the created. The next expression will make us understand that there are two, they are not one single, it's not talking about the two of them, Allah, the creator subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the created coming as one entity. This is not the meaning. What to make us know that is in this hadith. So we read that and then come back to what does this mean. So he says, Wala in sa'alani abdi, this servant that he says, I'll become his hearing. If he now asks me, if he is Allah, does he need to ask Allah again? So it means there is Sa'il, there is Maf'ul. There is Sa'il, the created, there is Maf'ul, the creator. So it means they are not an entity as the first aspect they want to understand from it. As a Sufi, I want to understand from the first aspect. This second aspect needs to understand, and that understanding is faulty. He says again, he says, La'u'tiyannahu, I will give him. Since there's a giver, there's a taker. If he said that it means Allah and him have come in one entity, that who is giver, who is taker? He should be the giver, he should be the giver, he should be the taker. He says, Lakin sa'yasaluni, sa'alani, u'tiyannahu. There's a request to make a request. Making invocation, there is a person granting invocation. There is a person who grants invocation, and there is one who is receiving the grant. So it means they are different. And then he says, "Wala in ta'abani la u'izanahu." If he ever seeks my protection, our protection. So there is one seeking protection from the one who protects, and there is one who protects, and there is one who is protected. So it means to say that فَإِذَا أَحْبَبْتُهُ كُنْتُ سَمْعَهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ, that if I love him, I become his sense of hearing with which he hears, does not mean that Allah becomes our sense of hearing. What it means is Allah protects his hearing. Allah guides what he hears. Allah grants him protection such that he does not hear other than what Allah is pleased with. He does not handle except what Allah is pleased with. He does not go to a place except the place that Allah is placed. This is what the ulama says. So it does not mean that Allah becomes his leg. So if there are five awliya, Allah becomes the leg of this one, he becomes the leg of this one. How many Allahs do we have? Do you understand? So this hadith, this area in this hadith, does not mean what the people of Sufiya want to deduce from it. And the evidence for that is contained in the same hadith, that there is difference between the creator and the created. So what it means is that Allah protects him to only hear what he has permitted, and he guides him to all of that. It does not also make him go to a place except a place that he has permitted. It does not also make him handle a thing except a thing that he has permitted, and all of this. This is the explanation the scholars have given to this hadith. This hadith, Rawah al-Bukhari, was reported by the Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah. This is where we will stop today, inshallah, for these narrations. We hope to complete this book, inshallah, by the next weekend. May Allah make it easy for us. So we have the 39th, the 40th hadith. We have the 39th, the 40th, the 44th, and the 4 hadiths remain. Inshallah, we'll read it next week. We have one or two questions that we can attempt to leave answers to, inshallah. Alaykum as-salam.
From the first hadith, the option is not a word. Then the other question is, is there anything bad in the motion working in the question of the modern day?
Let me start from the second question. Tension of his. There is nothing known now, Allahu A'lam, to be wrong about tensioning. That means people who have worked and served and from the terms of working is that after he has retired from work, he will be paid so and so. And then he paid that so and so. You are in charge of that pay or as a staff of pension office. I do not know anything wrong about that. That kind of a job. The currently the narration of that says wala tanajashu appears to prohibit auction sales. But except we have some greater explanations on what the auction involves. Else, the apparent meaning from that hadith is a prohibition for auction sales. Auction sales is a person comes and says, oh, this I buy so so amount. Then we start bidding. Allahu alam about that. We can find out now. I will give you better explanations next week, inshallah. Alaykum salam.
An example I think is Abdullah bin Amr bin Ali. He was doing what I call a slaughter, I think, an animal, and was saying, give it to
your neighbor.
As it's practical, that he's doing
and. And his slave was telling him, the Jews say, give it to him. The Jews say, give it to him.
So, this kind of a thing, you find them a bit more practical about what they do, and find our time, many too much money and people for the practical way of doing this.
Well, from the essence of knowledge is putting it into practice. But that is first noted by trying to retain the message itself. Now the first step is to know that hadith and put it in mind. Knowing that hadith. وَلَا تَحَاسَدُوا وَلَا تَبَغَضُوا وَلَا تَدَابَرُوا وَلَا يَبِعْ بَعْضُكُمْ عَلَى بَيْعِ بَعْضٍ وَلَا وَكُونُوا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِخْوَانٍ. All of that. We can know it in our mind and regularly remember it. So each time a person does something that opposes it, he tries to change consciously, gradually to become a part of him. Good character is also learned. We mentioned that. That is the meaning of takhalluq bi akhlaq. Mahmuda. You will learn these good characters. These things are very rare in the community. Hasad everywhere, tabagud everywhere, tadabur everywhere amongst people. Very, very common. Very common. So perhaps firstly is to really, really get the message, know it, put it in mind, and consciously want to do it. But as we consciously try to do it, don't expect from the very beginning that the person to whom you are doing it will respond in a like way. Because you may not have gotten what you have gotten. You may not have understood what you have understood. You still need a lot of patience. And I wish those things right. Because one of the scholars was explaining this hadith, Sheikh Saleh Fawzan. He said, when these things are not there, there can be no ta'awun ala al-birri wa taqwa. When there is hazard, there is tadab. Don't say that they will cooperate to do anything. Don't say they will cooperate to do jihad. On the jihad field, people will kill some people. Those people will kill the rest of the people. Is that not what's happening in Afghanistan? When they fought the Russians and sent them away, when the Russians went away, what happened? They started to fight themselves. Because from the beginning, these things were there. It's hazard, it's tadab, and all of this. There is no itisam. Allah kitab billahi wa sunnati rasulihi. From there, from the very beginning. So don't ask us any other thing to say, oh, Muslims, oh, no. All these things are there from the very beginning. It's a very long way, but individuals have to start. to realize these facts, because all of these things Allah will still ask us about them. Yes. He didn't send the messenger alayhi salatu wasalam to tell us all this for fun. For the fun of hearing it. To hear it, he will ask us about it. Allah forgive us. Alright. Why we read four narrations today? Well, we thought that we should try to complete this book before Ramadan commences. So that inshallah, by Shawwal, we are going to pick another book to read. We've read the book now for almost a year. So we felt that we should end the book before Ramadan commences. And as soon as we come back after Ramadan in Shawwal, we pick another book and read. And most of the matters here, for example, talking about the companion Abu Huraira, because one of the things you notice about the companion is that every companion that reports a hadith, you see that hadith in his life. Wallahi, this is my own personal observation. This hadith is also reported by Anas ibn Malik. The hadith, La tabagadu wa la tahasadu, this hadith. Anas, look at the life of Anas. Look at how he lived. If you look at Abu Huraira, look at how Abu Huraira lived, you'd be seeing this hadith that he was, this hadith were in him. So, things like that would have been mentioned to connect this hadith with their lives, and so that we can take benefit too from how they live. So, but we wanted to read the hadith, and at the same time, that first hadith, we gave it a lot of time, almost 40-something minutes. The rest were within 15 to 20 minutes that we read them. So we hope that the little time we have spent on it itself, Allah brings his benefit to them. Don't forget that the Prophet himself, alayhi salatu wasalam, perhaps did not mention this more than 10 minutes. But because those ears were ears that wanted to hear and do it immediately. And maybe because we are in the time of revelation, maybe it was a blessing we can get now again. But the fact remains that he didn't say it more than that. The most of what he said things were three times in a sitting, in the hadith of Anas ibn Malik. He repeated things three times so that people will hear it. In some cases, he won't repeat it three times, but he goes slowly, as in Shama'il al-Muhammadiyya, in the hadith of also of Anas ibn Malik. He mentions those things so slowly, and anyone who wants to memorize, as he's mentioning it, he's memorizing it. That's how the companions were. So 40 minutes is even too much for the hadith, if we like to be like them. Fortunately, don't forget, we also have things they didn't have. Today is on cassette, or on CD, is in the books. Then, it is any person who wrote it, and any person who memorized it. People like Abu Huraira, we are doing the truth. He was writing and memorizing. You'll even wake up in the midnight to do muraja of hadith. At least it is Quran. He shared his night into three. Slept, make dua. Slept one, make qiyam al-layl, the other one. The third one, he makes muraja of the hadith he had written. Radiallahu anhu. We have not lost, inshallah. Rather, we have gained. Perhaps we may not have made proper application of the opportunities we had had, exploitation of the opportunities we had had. Let's just see that we had had a lot of opportunities. Some of the Muslims have never even heard this hadith before. That's another way of helping us to put it into practice, to tell people about it. when you tell people about something, sometimes the reality of those things comes to you too. Allah forgive us. In two ways, you could have mentioned that thing so as to bring about good. Like Ibn Mas'ud did in the hadith he read, the one who said that the kisma was not for the sake of Allah. Wallahi ma urida bihi wajhullah. When he talked about the kisma. From the benefits of that hadith is that ulama say that Ibn Mas'ud intended good. That was why he was saying that he wished he never even told him when he saw that his eyes were red. But at the same time, he's telling him was beneficial to that person. Because he now knew, you see what happened was that there were some of the Muslims, according to some riwayat, the Prophet explained why he did that, alayhi salatu wasalam. He explained why he gave those people what he gave to them. That the reason why he gave to them is he wants to make a lethal clue with them. He wants them to come. They just accepted Islam. They are 100 people among the Arabs. He gave some of them 100 camels, like saying you give somebody 100 jeeps today. Give this one 100, give this one 200, give this one 300, give this one that. So some of the people who are not giving anything, we are feeling, we have been in Islam long ago. We didn't get. The people who just came to Islam today that are getting. So is it that he intended Allah's face or not? He intended Allah's face, even if he didn't tell us the reason why he did it like that. Alayhi salatu wasalam. So but it was reported to the Prophet salatu wasalam. So he had to caution the people. He explained that what I did it so that. So sometimes such reports will come by way of, seeking goodness. If it's like that, no, it's no problem. If it's reporting the case so that the case is, addressed and the evil in it is corrected and all of this, or prevented, there's no blame about that. Don't mind those schools that are bringing Waeko Igbo to people. They say they are helping them. They are destroying the future of those young boys and girls. They are not helping them do anything. So we tell them, first things like this is, let the matter be discussed on the platform of text first. They should explain how it is helped. Because those people who set the question, when you bought the form, you agreed that you will not cheat in the exam. So the first thing you do, at least, the first thing you do is that agreement, you break it. Wal muslimuna ala shurutihim. You break the agreement first, by cheating. Secondly, that they say kuffar are doing it, non-Muslims are doing it. Non-Muslims are doing something bad. Is it evidence that Muslims should do that bad thing too? Non-Muslims are doing zina, so Muslims too should do zina. So they say, oh no, non-Muslims are doing it. If you don't do it, they overpower us. That they don't overpower us is a function of our own iman and ittiba', not a function of whether we have fair engineers, they have fair engineers. This is the mistake a lot of Muslims are making today. The Prophet did not fight with Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam with non-Muslims on equal level. No, of anything, whether men or Amori or anything. In fact, not only the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, in the history of Islam, it's not known that Muslims fought a group of people and they have the same strength physically. No. So, by what has Allah been granting them victory? By their iman and following the first in the alayhi salam. So, but these understandings are warped now. So, those people who even organize the schools, you see them in VR, you see them jumping trousers and all of this, they are not ashamed of this. So, and what it should be is that let the one who will pass, let the one who will fail, fail. Because they are also doing disservice to the environment. The girl had A1, 7 A1s. I don't know whether A1 is still there now. The girl has 7 A1s. She goes into medicine. And by that means, she passed through to become a medical doctor. You go and bring her your wife to her to do surgery. She tear the belly open. She said, why did you say, that is medicine. I don't know my degree. So what do you say? Meanwhile, they say they helped her. She has caused harm to the Muslims. So those people, they say they are helping today. They are destroying them and helping them to destroy themselves. They are not helping them at all. Unfortunately, they are not ashamed of themselves. If they think that it's help, let them. What have they done before the exam? Where are all the tutorials? Where are all the sleepless nights so that they can pass? Many schools don't do these things. And those ones that still do still exceed boundaries. People have done exams before. People have done exams. Some of us, we did it too. Damn, why is this? All this thing? We did it. Day and night. Let me just mention you. Recently, one of my younger ones was doing this. He was doing. My mother was saying, see these people, when they were doing it, they used to beg us to sleep. Wallahi. He would say, please, sleep. Please, he would say, no, please, let me not sleep. I'll make a reading. Because people don't read anything, they just go on the street and say they are looking, they are cash cards. That's where they start. Start running around the street. You hardly even feel like it's exam. When it is quiet, the school is appearing like a graveyard. Everywhere is silent. When you see your friend like this, you may not even greet him. Because you are thinking about something else. But now go and see them, go and see the people writing exams. So this thing will continue like this. And they say they are helping them. They are not helping them at all. Any parent who has a child that his teacher is doing this, you arrest that teacher. If a parent has a child, that the teacher in the school is helping the child in exam so-called, that parent should arrest that teacher. Arrest the school management. Unfortunately, where do you take them to? Those are some of the problems you face. So the advice is let each person take care of himself. Don't let your own child be like that. Don't let your own brother be like that. Don't let your own sister be like these vagabonds on the street. Make them understand that they are evil people. The school itself is evil. The students themselves, when they encourage you to do that, they are evil. Not only that you not teach them in exam, if you find the teaching itself, it must be reported. If you are the invigilator in that center, alhamdulillah, some of the brothers are now invigilators, write a report against the school. This is justice. When you don't do that, you are assisting the volume. But when you do that, you are assisting the volume and the Muslim. Because the people in the community who are going to get these people to work in amongst them are the Muslims. So we should not only tell them that it's bad, we should work against it, tell them that it is wrong, report them to the authority, let the authority not take action. We would have done our own part. And be ready to go out of the school if it needs, if there is need for it. What is the khair in it? Working in a place to help evil to spread? The so-called Boko, you help the people destroy themselves and they are happy that they obtained a degree. The same thing is happening in the universities. Many universities now are not, you see a graduate. When I was studying, I'm going to say this, somebody wrote a letter to me, he's supposed to be a graduate. It is nonsense. The person is supposed to be an HND graduate, or let me just say a graduate. He wrote a letter to me, DSC 2, they are not far better now. So don't think that it's a segregation of HND and DSC. DSC 2 are worse. He wrote a letter, he can't spell school. I'm telling you, I kept the letter, I don't know, they would have destroyed the final, but if you go, you check the final, you see. It's rubbish. So where is the school? I was wondering, I told some of the brothers, how did this person come out of the polytechnic? How? What did he write in his thesis? Unfortunately, now that internet is everywhere, people are downloading thesis everywhere. Where are they assassin in Boko? Where is the Boko, the so-called Boko they are Boko in? They're not wasting their time. And then when they go to NYC, they destroy their life. The ones who have never seen the laps of a woman before, the throwing laps of 100 women, give them dinner, give them condoms, give them every evil you can think of. So they can say, Nigeria, we hate you. In Nigeria, they are hating. So there are fundamental problems, and these are the roots. Rather than going to the right way point, what are you expecting in NYC camp? Some people go to NYC camp, they can't feel form. They have seen it before. They can't kill their form. These are the people they say they are helping. Have they really helped them? They have not helped them. They have destroyed their lives. So when they retire, their own children buy them form. Who will feel it for them? They can't feel it for me. They take it to that same teacher. It's a serious case. We should not take it to celebrity. We should not only speak against it. We should fight them when we see them. Make them know that they are evildoers and spreading evil on the earth. Some people unfortunately, they say they are looking at them and they are the heads of these people. Which Al-Sunnah is that? You didn't know the history of Islam and knowledge. It's a very, very bad thing. So wakunu ibadallahi ikhwana. You should be servants of Allah, not just helping one another upon evil. Ta'awanu ala al-birri wa taqwa. Wa la ta'awanu. We are going to stop now, inshallah. Subhanakallah wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.